This is a show about bodies. I have a body. You have a body. We all have bodies. Bodies are weird. Bodies are funny. Bodies are good. Here lies plenty of bodies, but we promise we aren't murderers.
If you feel squeamish about bodies, don't fear.
You'll find nothing but body positivity here.
Welcome to Beautiful Bodies.
Welcome to Beautiful Bodies, your regular dose of radical positivity. I'm Alyssa Mazur.
And I'm Willa Wallace.
Hey, Wallace.
Hey, Mazur.
What's up?
We are finally reunited.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's post-grad life is wild.
It's bad. It's difficult. It's difficult to be apart.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking a working dinner right now.
We are. We are sitting. So here's how our day went. It's been so nice. I've had such a good day. So I showed up in Madison about like 1 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I rolled in, and Willow's partner, Will, like, immediately stood up and made me lunch. I made an amazing grilled cheese sandwich.
What's that, man?
And super, super, super amazing tomato soup from Trader Joe's. And I devoured that shit because I was super hungry. And then we were like, all right, well, we have some episodes to edit.
Yeah.
Life has been very hectic. We need some time to just sit down and edit. And then we did that. Mm-hmm. And then Willow has an excellent swimming pool.
It's beautiful.
This, they live in this really cool apartment complex. And an excellent swimming pool. So I was very excited. I got to break in my new swimsuit. Pics on Twitter and on Instagram. And just swim for a little bit. And that happened about 10 minutes ago. And now we are sitting in Willow's apartment eating roasted root vegetables.
And quinoa.
We're drinking Red's Wicked Apple Cider. So just, you know, we're just killing it.
Just to paint a picture.
We are literally sitting across a table, a microphone between us. Both of us just like, we have salt and pepper on the table. We got fucking pita chips. We are eating. This is our meal.
Self-care.
So, if you don't like, eating ASMR videos, sorry, you're gonna...
Everybody turns podcast off.
We just thought that it would make it feel kind of homey and inviting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we like to practice what we preach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So let's see. It's been... Okay, so we released our bonus tipsy episode.
Today. The day that we are recording this.
Yeah. And so we recorded that 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago while I was still in the middle of the program. That I was residentially facilitating.
Yeah.
Is
that what they call it?
That is my official job title.
Yikes.
Was. And so things have been really crazy. I moved into my new apartment in Madison. It's really in a great part of the city. Like, my mom's boyfriend was initially like, oh my God, like, you know, I can't believe that, like, they're not moving to, like, the heart of Madison. Like, where all the fun stuff happens. And it's like...
I have a car.
I'm so tired. I'm so chronically ill. Like, I just want to be sort of on the outskirts. And so, like, it's 15 minutes south of the main campus, which also means it's, like, $400 cheaper in rent.
Hell yeah.
So, sign me the heck up.
It's pretty cute here.
Thank you.
Willow has definitely turned it into a home.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, like, a sweet little one-bedroom. I'm on the first floor. And my window looks out into the courtyard where the pool is, and I feel very much like a rich kid.
It's a cute place.
So what have you been up to, Alyssa?
I've been working.
Gross.
Very gross. That's a big gross. I've been working, but I don't know when this is going to come out. Maybe by the time this has come out, I've already quit my job.
Probably.
But either way, the job that I am in now will no longer be my job in a week. And it'll be, I'm doing some other exciting stuff.
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily. Mm-hmm. Because I just, I need more time.
Yeah.
I just remember Willow and I having a lot of frank conversations about the way that I felt about my job. And
oh,
that,
my God, yeah.
And that if I was not happy there, then why the fuck would I keep doing it?
Right, and it's like, you wake up early and you get ready and then you go to work, and then it's like, you're sort of toast, so you just spend the evening getting ready for the next day.
Exactly. Literally, I get home at 5, mm-hmm. and I immediately cook my lunch for the next day, which can take anywhere from, like, 20 to 40 minutes, mm-hmm. and then I cook my own dinner to eat that night, and then I shower and get ready for the next day.
Yeah.
And
you're just like a zombie.
And then I immediately go to sleep and then do it all again.
Exactly.
and it's just not, it's not fun.
No. Yeah.
Nah.
I'm sort of experiencing like, sort of like a reverberation of the work that I was doing, mm-hmm. where it's like, it feels so weird to wake up and not have to just be, like, go, 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 go all day long. I think, like, so my body usually works like this, where it's, like, after a semester or, like, leading up to a break, I'll be, like, totally fine. And then I get, like, really hit with, like, either, like, a cold or, like, a little depressive stint. Mm. It's been really weird to sort of, like, give myself the time, like, to be sick.
Yeah.
And then that makes me feel all weird.
Of course, like, it does.
Like, when I'm working, and it's like, well, like, why can I keep up this pace? And then it's like, I remember I'm just, like, constantly miserable.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that part?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm just going to say this, because fuck it.
Yeah, hit it. Let's go.
So I had some coworker issues.
Oh, wow. Is there tea about to be spilled? Can I hear some tea, please?
Here, yeah, ASMR.
That should be, we should have a I don't know, sound effect of slurping whenever we're about to spill some tea. I'd like to hear it, please.
Okay. So just to, this example really sums up my entire experience.
Was this someone working on your level or someone who you were their boss?
These were all people who I was their boss.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Or, like, at least I was, like, above them in the chain of command.
Got it, yeah.
Maybe a man would say yes, I was their boss. probably. So, okay. When work finished, we all went to the Terrace in Madison.
Is that a bar, restaurant?
It's, like, it's sort of like the student union.
Got it.
And they, you can, like, buy pitchers of alcohol. And you get, like, veggie burgers and, like,
a
nachos.
Student union where you can buy pitchers of alcohol? It's, sign me up. Yeah. Is that what grad school is like? Wow, I can't wait.
And it's right on the lake and there's like dogs everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we all went there like to celebrate like, wow. Like we finished the program.
You survived.
Exactly. And while we're all fucking sitting around this goddamn table, some of my coworkers.
Who, you're their boss.
Yeah. Actually, I should say all of my coworkers, except for my boss, is talking about this crazy party that they're going to have later tonight.
Nice. Sounds like us.
Yep. And they're like scheduling details for like, here's how I'm going to get there. And like, you know, one of them is saying like, oh, yeah, like you should just totally sleep on my couch. Like blah, 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 blah. They're talking about this completely while I'm literally next to them.
See, we were never that. Oh, except do you remember when I told you? I don't know if you remember, the day that I quit being an RA, I went to, or I guess it was the day later. Mm-hmm. I think it was the day after. I went to, Sarah's office. Sarah's our boss. And I like give her all my keys and we're like talking about how I was doing and all this kind of stuff. And she was like, so what are you doing today? And I was like, well, I guess I'll tell you this because I don't work for you anymore. We're having a party. And she was like, oh yeah, I heard. I was like, what? How did you hear? She said some of the boys were like talking in commons about like going to this party. And I was like, fucking morons. Like,
Jesus.
But of course the staff always know.
That's true.
It's fine.
It's their job. Okay. So they're openly talking about this party that I am so painfully, obviously not invited to. And it sounds like they've been planning it for weeks.
Oh, that flew totally over my head.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the best part. And then they go a step further to invite my boss, all of our boss. They say, hey, we're having this great party tonight. Do you want to stop by?
Okay, we have to bleep this word out, but they're
fucked. crackers.
They're complete fucking
And at this point, I've had, like, 4 hard ciders.
Yeah.
And so my boss is like, oh, you know, like, I don't really feel like that's appropriate. And I, like, put my hand down on the counter, and I'm like, you know, it's okay. Insert name here. I wasn't invited either. And then I just, like, walk away to get ice cream. Like, that's literally how mean they were to me, where it's, like, it didn't even, like, pass their mind that, like, they shouldn't talk about, like, a party that they weren't going to invite me to.
Holy shit.
They were...
Wow. People suck. But you know they only did that because you were good at your job.
Yeah. I will say, like, so my boss explained to me basically that, like, when she hired me, she really envisioned me sort of, like, changing the program and, like, making things, like, more strict and, like, more organized, and, like, that I would run a really tight ship.
Which you did.
Which I did, but what she didn't realize is basically that, like, because I was coming into a workplace where everybody else had, like, worked there before.
Oh, really?
And things used to be a lot more lax.
So you were the bad guy.
They just saw me coming in and they didn't understand why I was trying to change everything, right? Oh. They didn't understand what my job position was. It was never explained to them.
That sucks.
I know. So to them, I probably just seemed like a lazy RA.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to work with my boss and, like, hopefully we're going to make the program a little more effective next year.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if they hired you to do that and then they just turned you into the bad guy.
I was absolutely the bad guy the
whole
time. That's
so horrible. Wow. I would be big mad.
I was big mad.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll say some things because Willow needs to finish their meal. I do. Oh, yeah. I stuffed my face already.
I'll just...
So we have some things to talk about today, but first we want to talk about, I think we wanted to say a few things about Aretha Franklin died, mm-hmm. passed away. I was so surprised because I heard that she was sick.
Yeah.
But then I heard that she was, like, up and talking.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I read this thing that was like, yeah, the singer is gravely ill, like, medical complications, all this kind of stuff. And then a few hours later, I read this other thing that said she was, like, up and talking and saying, like, oh, you know, I'm not gone yet or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I read something that said that, you know, it seemed like she was going to be okay. And then next thing I heard, I think, like, right when I woke up yesterday,
mm-hmm.
it was Aretha Franklin's dead.
It took me by total surprise, and, like, growing up, like, me and my mom, like, Aretha yeah. Franklin was, like, a staple in our yep. household, right? And, like, just especially because it was always so painfully obvious that, like, she/we were just, like, getting screwed over by the guys in her life.
Yeah.
Like, we would, like, just put her cassette in the car and just, like, jam the fuck
so
out
cute.
To it. Yeah. And for my 13th birthday, we went to Ravinia. And I saw Aretha Franklin live
awesome.
For my 13th birthday.
That's, like, so cute. That's such a good memory.
Yeah. So it just totally took me by surprise.
Yeah.
And, of course, people have been fucking shitty about it.
Yeah. People, I mean, so just, like, like a blanket statement, people are shitty about black women.
Period.
People are shitty about famous black women.
Oh, yeah.
People
Fox are, News?
Yeah.
Did you see that they put the wrong photo?
Did they seriously?
Yeah, they put a photo of another famous black woman singer and sort of like a background memorial thing. And it's like, you fucking
That fact checker got fired.
Probably not. They're probably like, oh, I thought so too.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I feel like everyone kind of agrees that, like, Aretha Franklin is, like, an icon, like, in American royalty,
mm-hmm.
like just the most phenomenal singer in our history. Like, we were so lucky to be alive mm-hmm. during her time on this planet. We were
yeah.
so lucky to be able to experience her voice and her talent. And she was also an incredible activist. I read this thing that was talking about how, when Angela Davis got arrested, Aretha Franklin paid her bail and,
oh,
or at least wrote offering to pay the bail. I don't
yeah.
know why I read this. It was a very, very, very nice letter from
mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin offering to pay Angela Davis's bail. And it was just like, it just felt really nice. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we learned so many things about our heroes and celebrities when they pass.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the beautiful video of, like, she's about to speak and, like, she's having issues with sort of, like, the footstool in front of her podium?
Mm-mm.
And Obama just books it across the stage.
Nice.
Fixes it and then just, like, runs away.
Nice.
And it's like...
You got the President of the United States setting up your footstool.
Right. And, like...
That's the level you're on.
And, like, she was still, like, looking at the audience and she sort of did, like, a little nod for, like, thank you. But it's like they both knew.
Yeah.
That, like, she's, like, absolutely the queen.
Yeah. They were in agreement about who was the powerful person mm-hmm. in that room right there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I think during his second inauguration when she sang, he was, like, just... crying yeah. in the audience. Because, yeah. I mean, fucking...
Yeah.
Amazing.
Fucking Aretha Franklin.
So, of course, Twitter, the
yeah.
fucking dumpster
the
fire...
The hellfire that it is.
That it is.
Hey, let's just say, fuck Twitter.
Honestly. Oh, my God. So, of course, people were using Aretha Franklin as a cautionary tale about why you shouldn't be fat.
Oh!
Or else you'll die.
Yeah. Yep.
One... One, Aretha Franklin died of cancer.
Yeah.
That is nothing to fucking do with how fat you are.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you a story. Just remind me to tell you a story.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, like, it's so we were actually talking about this earlier today. We were talking about how I did physical therapy because I had a herniated disc in my spine. And for months, before they decided that I had a herniated disc in my spine, they were like, you're just fat.
Yeah.
And I was in, like, excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. And it's like, I also got in this argument. I saw an exchange on Instagram of this girl who I just adore. She's wonderful. She went to Beloit before you got there.
Mm.
But she's like my hero. I'm 10,000,000% in love with her. Mm. Deadass had her biggest crush on her.
Oh, you told me about her.
Had this convo.
Yeah.
And she posted like this nice photo on her Instagram about like, stop weight shaming me or like stop mm-hmm. body shaming me as yeah. an excuse to talk about my health or whatever.
Yeah.
And cause that's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else was like, actually it's not body shaming. I'm genuinely like concerned.
Oh my fucking God.
And it became this whole conversation about like, when you see someone smoking a cigarette, do you tell them they're being unhealthy? When you see someone eating a cheeseburger, do you tell them they're being unhealthy?
Depends on their fucking size.
Exactly. And it's like, you're not a fucking doctor. Go home.
True. And even if you were, the medical community is so fat phobic.
Yeah, exactly.
So just everybody's canceled.
Yeah, everybody is super canceled. But it was a really interesting conversation. And then, man, I've already lost my train of thought. Where were we? I stopped to tell a story. Where were we going?
Wait, but let me add on to your story.
Yeah.
There was a time... when I had pneumonia that I went to my doctor. Mm. I feel like my sort of illness sort of turns me a bit into, like, a hypochondriac.
Sure.
Part of that is because, I have, like, 70 diagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, likely that, like...
that something is wrong, yeah.
Like, 5 million things could go wrong. But I told a doctor, I was basically, like, I think that the vertebrae in my neck are collapsing.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I'll write you a script. You can go into, like, whatever... blank, blank, blank hospital. And I did it the next day, and it was, like, no big deal. So, like, that's how easy it was for me.
Yeah.
To fucking get something checked out. Just because I was, like, I think this might be happening.
Yeah.
And she was, like, okay.
Compared to me as a fatty.
Being in excruciating pain for months.
I was in a lot of pain. It was hard, too, because I was in marching band, and I just had to sit out. It was our summer, like, if you've ever been in marching band, the summer, I guess summer is between school, so, but whatever.
Whatever.
In summers, you, like, trained and started, like, working on your field show and your merch music and, like, all this kind of stuff. And that involves, like, a lot of intense physical exercise. And the summer before my senior year, I just, like, basically didn't do any of it because I was in so much pain. Yeah, and so Willow's going to casually stand up and get us some more drinks. they tried to do it really sneaky by, like, pointing at their empty can, and I was like, yeah. but yeah, so, you know, fucking Aretha Franklin died of cancer, didn't die of whatever the fuck these fatphobic people think that she died of. Is that fucking carrot cake?
Oh, yeah, no, you know it is.
Get out of here. You wish you were with us right now. You wish you were having the day that we're having.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. ASMR.
So good.
Should we plug our new favorite podcast?
Yeah. Oh, can we for 2 seconds? I was really trying to find a new murder podcast because I was kind of feeling... Well, I guess I won't talk shit, but I wasn't feeling completely satisfied by other murder podcasts, and so I was looking for a new one, and someone recommended And That's Why We Drink, and holy shit, it is fucking magical. It is such a good podcast. I've just been listening to it, like, whenever I have time, if I'm at work, I'm in the car, the whole way here, I listen to it all, although it'll be dark when I drive back, so I might not listen to it on the way back.
It is so scary to listen to when you drive. And it's dark out, because you're like, when I do that, I'm like looking in my mirror.
I heard the fucking creepiest thing. Well, okay, so we won't talk about it here. But
you should totally listen to it.
But you should really listen to it. It's really good. It's like half paranormal stuff and half true crime. And these two really amazing people based out of LA do it. And it's really, it's just phenomenal. And it's called That, And That's Why We Drink. And it's really, really, really good. So
and they make these great slurping sounds in the podcast.
They do. Their intro noise is like the clinking of glasses and a slurp.
Oh, a slurp of a milkshake.
Yeah.
And, like, drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because M drinks milkshakes and Christine drinks wine.
I love it so much.
It's a very good podcast. Okay.
So
back to what we were talking about.
Okay. So case in point, people were really fucking shitty about Aretha Franklin dying, and I'm just tired of it.
It's like, you'll just take any opportunity to say that the reason something bad happened is because you're fat.
Absolutely. It's just like, what is it called where, like, you have a hypothesis?
It's like confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias, yeah.
Well, I'm like, so glad I pulled that out of my ass.
I knew that you would. Right, where it's like, okay, so you hate fat people, and then a fat person dies. So how easy is it to just, like, connect the dots?
Oh, it's because they're fat. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cautionary tale. On a similar note, do you want to talk about your new favorite TV show? Sarcasm.
What's my new favorite
Insatiable.
TV show? Oh! See, I was told, I was like, I do really like a lot of TV. What are they talking about? Let's take a hot second to say fuck Insatiable. So, it's this new Netflix show with Debbie Ryan, who was like a Disney Channel kid.
Yeah, what is she doing?
I don't fucking know.
Isn't there like a 5-year period also, where it could be like appropriate?
No.
At Miley.
Also, Alyssa Milano is in it, and I only knew this because I followed Alyssa Milano on Twitter because she was on Charmed. She's an actress. So now she's a big activist, and so I followed her on Twitter because, like, I really like the work that she does. And so then she started tweeting about how she's in this show, and I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So here's the premise, right?
Yeah, laid out for us.
Debbie Ryan is a fat girl. And also, if you watch the trailer, it literally looks like they just put, like, a pregnancy bump on her t-shirt. Like, I'm not kidding. They didn't make her look fat. It's pretty bad. And it just looks so fake. Like, it just looks so ridiculous. Like, it just, and that's what gets me. It's a mockery.
Absolutely.
This is not a human being.
No.
Like, when she's fat, she's not a person. And that's, you know, what fucking gets me. So it's this huge, you know, woman in a fat suit.
Yeah.
And she's nobody bullied. Likes her. Nobody likes her. She's bullied. She gets hit somehow in the jaw. Yeah. I don't remember how. And she gets her jaw wired shut.
Over summer vacation.
Yeah. Over summer vacation, she gets her jaw wired shut, and she loses all this weight, and she comes back to school, and she's, you know, Debbie Ryan. So she is,
like,
svelte.
Sexy.
And sexy. Yeah. And so I guess the premise of the show is that she competes in a beauty pageant.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, to, like... I don't really understand it. It seems like it's, like, kind of like a...
It's kind of like Mean Girls, but instead of coming from Africa, you're fat. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. And she's, like, I guess she's supposed to be, like, super edgy and, like...
Yeah, doesn't she, like, try to kill people?
Exactly. I think it's supposed to be, like, an edgy, like, I'll fucking murder you.
She should have done that when she was fat.
Exactly. It would have been a better show. Also, hire a fucking fat actress. But whatever.
Honestly.
So, everyone's like, oh, well, it's not fat shaming. Like, you just don't get it. Like, all of those people who bully her are, like, bad people. Like, bullying is wrong. And I'm like, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, like, the point is not that the show is saying fat people are bad. The point is that the existence of the show is an acceptance of fat people as bad and as caricatures
and as a place that you depart from to get to something better.
Exactly. Like, that's what really kills me is, like, I have the same problem with Friends with Monica. When Monica was younger, she was fat, and they always put Courtney Cox in this huge fat suit, and it's always a joke. It's super fucked up. It's like, it's always a joke. It's always like, oh, well, now she's hot, so now she's a person. And it's like every time that that's a trope, every time that it's like, oh, this used to be a fat girl and now she's a person. Like, it's like,
Did you grow up watching That's So Raven?
I did, yeah.
Do you remember the fucking episode where she was
trying to be a model and they edited her photo? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's like the episode where she designs a dress and then they change the dress and they put a skinny girl in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not my dress. And she goes on stage and it's like this whole like radical fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like,
bring me back to that Disney Channel.
Please. So Insatiable's
garbage.
Garbage. Big trash.
A garbage can.
What was the show? Like, Bilf or something? Like, what? Ugly Best Friend or something?
It's like, crap. Dilf? No, Duff. 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 Dumb Ugly Fat Friend? Or?
Something.
I think it's Duff. I'm pretty sure it's Duff.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that D is dumb. Maybe it is. And it was that super cute actress.
Who's not fat.
No, who's not fat, like, which is hilarious.
Like, man, I want folks to be able to, like, self-identify, but, like, this chick is skinny.
No, like, she's not under any definition fat.
No.
Unless you're, like, a fucking asshole, I guess. I'm gonna deadass Google it because I want to figure out what her name is.
Okay, I'll explain the premise of the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do that. Or is it a movie? It's a movie.
It's a movie.
So, basically, like, the movie is about this girl who, like, dresses badly. So she's, like, in overalls and, like, her hair isn't, like, parted well.
Oh, D stands for designated.
Designated ugly...
Fat friend.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's, like, she has these two, like, beautiful, blonde, skinny best friends. And, like, basically, like, she exists to make them look, like, hotter and skinnier and blonder.
Exactly.
And then they basically give her a makeover.
So it's Robbie Amell, who I actually love. Mm-hmm. And so he's the actor. He's, like, it says in the description, a charming jock who, like, helps her, I don't know, be pretty.
Oh, it's like a guy friend. And they probably fall in love at the end.
Probably.
Like, I liked you,
And so the actress is Mae Whitman, who I love. And it just really pisses me off because it's like designated ugly fat friend, and she's literally, what, like a size 4 maybe in this? I'm not here to judge, but.
Sure, but like the point is.
Not fat, whatever.
She was just wearing quote unquote. Like, frumpy clothes.
But also the idea of having a designated ugly friend. Fucking bullshit. I think it was who's that? Okay, so there's this Canadian comedian called Catherine Ryan, who I find
Hamilton!
Her.
Oh my god.
I find her very funny.
Sorry, Hamilton's jumping on the laptop.
I find her very funny, and so she was talking about how, And she's gorgeous. She's incredibly thin and blonde and a very pretty angular face. And she's got big boobs. She's very pretty.
Yeah, full nine yards.
Exactly. And she's talking about how, like, she could never be one of Taylor Swift's friends because Taylor Swift's friends are all supermodels except for Lena Dunham. Lena Dunham is the designated, fuck, ugly fat friend.
Holy guacamole.
And I mean, fuck Lena Dunham.
Honestly.
But that always makes me think of that. And Katherine Ryan's also very funny. Yeah. Fuck that shit. Fuck the fact that, like, you can't be a fat woman on TV and not have it be about the fact that you're fat. You can have skinny women on TV as completely, well-rounded, multifaceted characters. Yeah. But, you know, the one time, there have been a handful, but...
What's, like, the British series?
So there's that, but I was going to say Sukie St. James from Gilmore Girls is the one.
Okay, haven't seen it.
Oh, very, very, very good. She's the best. Who's Melissa McCarthy, and Melissa McCarthy has gone on to play a lot of women, play a lot of fat characters who are well-rounded, multifaceted characters. She's great.
But sometimes the trope of I'm the funny fat friend.
Exactly. Like, oh my god, almost always the trope of I'm the funny fat friend. Like, let's look at Bridesmaids, which she was wonderful in.
Very funny.
But that's the trope. Like, she's the funny fat friend. There's this British show called My Mad Fat Diary, which is very good. I think it only ran for 3 or 4 seasons.
I think I read the books when I was in high school.
It's a really, really, really good show. It's about, I can't remember her name for the life of me, but it's about this girl who's fat who feels... it's just like about her life and about how she feels about her weight
and
her mental health and like all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of the most like memorable things from that show that like came up on like Tumblr and Twitter and all this stuff is a scene of her saying like, well, I hate eating in front of people because if I eat a salad, people are like, who are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
But if I eat a cheeseburger, people are like, oh, that fat fuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's an adventure.
I remember what was really radical to me is, like again, on Tumblr, seeing, like, gift sets of, like, her in bed with, like, a skinny boy.
Yeah.
And they're just, like they seem
he
to be...
He loved her so much.
Yeah, and they're just, like, making out. And, like, to me, that was so radical to be, to see a fat body that was, like, worthy of, like, good things.
Yeah. And especially, like, I think there's a really, there's a trend of that fat women only date fat men on TV.
True, absolutely.
You see, like, fat men dating skinny women all the time on TV. That's, like, a trope.
It is.
The tubby TV husband and the unbelievably attractive wife. but you, like, never see that with women.
No.
And I think that My Mad Fat Diary is, like, the only time I've ever seen that. And he loved her so much. I won't spoil anything, but... He just fucking loved her so much. I'm on his side.
I believe you.
Whatever.
Did you have any more fat-shaming topics you wanted to touch on?
So I have to tell you the story.
Yes. Dear Alyssa, tell me the thing.
I don't understand.
Oh my god, what happened?
So, I think we all kind of agree, fuck rapists.
One should hope.
And fuck domestic abusers and fuck all these people. Fuck Nazis. Hey, everybody, go punch a Nazi. Do something good today.
Yeah, we're all there.
So this guy I'm friends with on Facebook, like, posts, like, R.I.P. X-Station, that rapper who, like, abused and falsely imprisoned his pregnant girlfriend.
Oh, is that, like, the X-X-Tentacom?
Yeah, exactly. I call him X-Station. I have no idea if that's how you pronounce his name.
I don't know. I just know it's, like, X-X-X-Tentacom.
Yeah, it's, like, triple X, that guy. The guy who got shot. And,
yeah,
and,
fuck that piece
and
of fucking shit.
Big ups to the guy who killed him, because fuck
honestly.
Him.
Honestly.
And so I commented, like, just one sentence, like, I'm glad he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
The end. Like, that's how I feel about it. Fuck you. And some girl who must have been my friend's friend and someone I did not know, like, wrote, oh, well, I hope no one in your family ever suffers from addiction. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You can be addicted to something and not.
I was like, I'm sorry. Do you think that domestic abuse is an addiction? I was like, what's going on? And before I could even parse what she was saying, she said, food is an addiction and you have diabetes. And
she said that to you.
Yeah, she said that to me. And I was just like, well, one, I don't. And two, even if I did, well, burn. And I was just like,
fucking bad.
I was just like,
is she addicted to being like, and dumb?
I was so confused. I was so confused. And then this other guy got in the conversation and he was calling me the R word. And then, and I was trying to explain to him like why that's not appropriate. Oh, and
he was like, let me be your teacher.
Yeah.
And as then, you tried to
and like he was
me.
Saying I was fat and I was like, I was like, do people think that I don't know that I'm fat? Do people think that saying that I'm fat is gonna make me like go, oh God, my argument is so invalid now. Mm. Oh, you beat me. You won.
You got me.
You got me. Fat people are automatically dumb. Oh fuck. And I was just like, so like, I didn't even know how to react. I was like, what?
I don't think I could either.
And this girl just kept saying that I had diabetes.
What?
And I was like, I am so lost. Like, are you my doctor?
Fuck. By the way, Alyssa is in, like, perfect health.
Yeah. I just went to, who did I just see? I just saw a lady doctor.
Nice.
And then next week I'm going to get a physical.
A doctor who sees patients with uteri.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. And it was so funny because I was calling to make it an appointment with a primary care physician and I was like, look, I don't care who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like, cause they were talking about like who was going to be available.
Yeah.
And I was like, as long as it's just give me a woman.
Absolutely.
And I was like, just give me a woman. The earliest I can see a woman, the end. Yeah. And so it's fine. So then I'll get a physical next week and I'm excellent.
Yeah, you are.
All of my root vegetables and hard cider are so good for me. Yeah, it was just so wild to me. It was so weird. I was like, I guess I just haven't been called fat in so long.
Yeah.
Because I'm like an adult.
You're not in middle school.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, interesting. A descriptor, an adjective.
Jesus.
How quaint. God. Okay, what are we talking about today, Willow?
Well, I want to share a win that I had today.
Hit it.
Okay, so let's see. I think I shared this before. I finally got like a disability placard
yeah.
for my car, which was something that I wanted forever, right? And like there was a period of time where like doctors were just like thought that I was crazy, or I was like, I would never ask for this because I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
Right, for something that like. Just seems yeah. so basic to me. Right. Finally found an amazing doctor. I just like brought it up and he was like, absolutely wrote yeah. it. No big deal. And it, like the ways that it changes my life, I had no idea that it would affect me this way. So, right. So me and my partner just moved to Madison. And there's this beautiful farmer's market that happens on Saturday, which is like that wraps around like the entire Capitol building.
They got really good sourdough bread.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God. They also have people there who don't believe in evolution.
Get the fuck. Yeah, that's not surprising, actually.
It's okay.
Wait, people in, like, a booth telling?
Yes. Yeah.
No, they have creationists in a booth?
Yeah.
Holy
talking about,
fuck.
Like...
I gotta go to that.
There's, like, big pictures about, like, the soft tissue in dinosaurs.
No!
Like, oh, it's the whole thing. Yeah, it's amazing. Will wanted to fight with them
I always
today.
Think it's funny... that creationists, like, can't fathom a world in which the world was still created by God, but he just also made dinosaurs.
First, yeah. I know, it's like they just...
Also, sorry, God is a woman, but...
It's like they just shot themselves in the foot, where it's like, you could have hopped on this train.
Yeah, like...
Don't forget about the Jesus horses.
Yeah. I had, I want to say my dad's uncle, someone related to my dad, big creationist. I only
no.
met him once. I only met him once and I was like in early high school. Like mm-hmm. I was a youngin and, like maybe eighth grade, maybe ninth grade, something around there. And I only met him once. And like, right when we were going to meet him, my dad just said, all right, he's a big creationist. just don't say anything.
Just don't touch it.
Like, don't touch it. Yeah. He'll probably, like, my dad was totally honest, he'll probably bring it up on his own.
Yeah.
Just don't fight with him. Like, already at this young age, it was just keep your mouth shut.
Alyssa, don't fight.
Yeah, and I don't actually remember if he went on about creationism. Probably because I was just really bored and zoning out. But
that's fair. Okay.
Wow, I can't believe that's so funny.
It's amazing. Hamilton, he's, like, trying to stick his paw into, like, a mug of Coca-Cola. Little baby. Okay, so we're going to the farmer's market. Before, like, when I was at the summer camp, we'd taken the kids there, and, like, the physically accessible route to get there was taking a bus, but it was still, like, walking more than half a mile.
Oh.
Like, uphill to get to
the
Capitol.
Yeah, that sounds super accessible.
I know, it was awful. So Will and I just, like, drove there. And we found parking that was, like, half a football field away.
Okay.
From the farmer's market. Oh. And it was specifically labeled as, like, disabled parking. And that means that you don't have to pay for it.
Nice.
And it was 3-hour-long parking. Because, like, everywhere there was, like, 25-minute parking.
Yeah.
And the laws are really unclear where it's, like, if it's a metered space and, like, the time is, like, less then maybe 20 minutes, like, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's, like, confusing, and it falls on, like, the disabled person.
Yeah.
But Will and I were able to park, put on my handicap placard, and then just, like, be right at the farmer's market.
That's awesome.
It was, like, I almost cried because it was Aww. So amazing. Yeah.
That's so great.
It was amazing. So that was a win.
A big win.
A big win. Maybe a lukewarm experience.
A lukewarm.
God. So,
did you see that tweet? Did you see that tweet about that guy whose name is Luke who didn't realize that the word lukewarm
was an actual thing?
Was a real thing, and he just thought it was the temperature his mom ran his bath. It's lukewarm. Sorry, this is a really good tweet. It's fine.
That's amazing. right, so I'm starting grad school. Which means that I'm connected to the disability center at the school. And so I got this email about, like, disabled grad students, like, having a meet and greet. And
nice.
I was like, oh, amazing. So I, like...
Yeah, okay, Willow texted me before this and was like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, all right, bitch. I was just like, Willow is deadass, like, no joke, the most, like, outgoing and conversational and friendliest person I know on, like, a... On a cold meat experience.
Aww, I, like, can definitely turn it on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Willow turns it on. Like, Willow is, like, engaged and ready and, like, in the shit. Like, in it. Knows how to woo. Knows how to hold a conversation. And I was just like, bitch, you're literally gonna walk away from there the most popular person at that meetup. So, chill. Well, but go ahead and tell your story.
Lo and behold, I walked away with a position.
Oh, wow. Shocker.
Oh, I'm so nervous. So I get there and there's like 7 people there and I'm like, this is not a meet and greet. And they're all like talking and there's like an agenda out in front of them. So I'm like, what the fuck? So what I discover is that the school, UW-Madison, has a really great undergrad disability program, but it's not at all set up for grad students. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I get there, and essentially this group has been, like, compiling data, and, like, they want to create sort of, like, a part of student government.
I 100% thought this was going to be, like, have a glass of wine. And
Me
like,
too!
Wow, that sounds dumb.
I know. So I get there, and we're in, like, straight planner mode.
I mean, which is an area in which you thrive.
I know. So basically what they're saying is that, like, the school isn't equipped to handle people who are students and teachers. So it's like,
isn't that just what grad school is?
It is. But it's like, but what they're set up for is like undergrad, where it's like, you're a student, but like you're not a TA, right? Like you're not a teacher. Like that's all done by graduate students. So like if professors are like talking and like, you know, gossiping about students and being like, you know, I have this student who has like this disability and isn't able to do that, blah, 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 it won't affect their employment. On the flip side, when professors do that for grad students, it affects their employment because it's basically like you need some sort of graduate assistantship to go to grad school.
Yeah.
Right? and there's like no office who deals with like the overlap of being an employed grad student and being a grad student.
There's no, really?
Yep. It just doesn't exist.
Okay, Madison.
Okay, Madison. Exactly. So I was like, I thought, so essentially, it sounds like that the two people who have been like starting this program have made like really amazing traction, and like they're talking to like all the right people, and like, you know, they themselves have disabilities and like have ran into like really deep pitfalls, right? And like what happens at Madison is like they'll send you back and forth and back and forth and be like, well, we don't really deal with that. You have to talk to those people.
Sure, sure.
And then you just are sort of like a badminton birdie. So I'm really looking forward to this, but I'm also terrified because, like, right at Beloit, I would sit down with my professors and I would be like, here is exactly what I have.
Yeah.
And, like, here is what I probably will need from you, right? And, like, 98% of the time that worked out really well, except for, like, our horrific experience.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. But what I'm hearing is that, like, for grad school in Madison, like, you should not tell your teachers.
Mm.
Which is, like, I don't...
That doesn't super surprise me.
I just am such a sharer and I'm such a communicator.
Yeah.
Like, I would just so rather that we all be on the same page. I don't know how other people can't be like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always pretty upfront with my professors, but I don't know. This is a very new situation.
Right. And, like, what I was saying a little bit at the meeting is, like, the issue I run into is sort of like professors trying to police what my disability is.
Yeah.
One, because it's so rare, and two, like, you can't tell by looking at me that I'm sick.
Exactly.
Right?
Which gets people like, oh, we've had this conversation before, but let's just touch one more time on how fucking shitty it is that you have to like prove you're in pain and prove you're miserable and prove you're uncomfortable and prove that you're like falling apart.
Yeah.
Like, oh my fuck, whatever. Fuck people. And, like, I had the same conversation with someone who was like, yeah, I saw this guy. He has this handicap placard. He's my neighbor. He has this handicap placard, but I see him gardening. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Honestly.
Why are you policing what disabled people can and cannot do? You think that because this guy has a handicap placard mm-hmm. in his car, he's not allowed to fucking garden.
Yeah.
Under your definition, he's not allowed to fucking garden. Like...
Yeah, just like, okay, so a bit of a point of information for everyone who is listening to our podcast. One of the reasons why you can get a disability placard is if you have a harder time walking, like, more than 150 steps.
Yeah.
Right? That could be for any fucking reason. You could have a heart problem. Like, you could be going through chemotherapy.
There's just so many possible reasons and you do not know what lives people are living.
Exactly.
You have no fucking idea what the person sitting next to you is going through, what they're doing with their fucking lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
I'm so ready, like, the first time somebody snips at me.
Yeah, I hope you are.
Yeah, like, and I'm just sort of coming up with a list of problems.
Hit
like,
it. Like, all right, so you want to role play?
Okay, yeah.
excuse me? Are you allowed to park there?
I have cancer and I'm dying. Mind your own fucking business, bitch.
That's really good.
Thank you. That's what I've been
That would practicing. Be threatening. That would be really good. Yeah. I would feel very chastened.
Would you feel shut down?
Yeah.
That's great. That's what
chastised.
I'm going
for. Yeah. I don't remember what
the
word is.
I was in a music store with Will. And, you know, like, Will was looking at stuff. And, like, of course, you know, like, I used to play cello. I used to play all these instruments. Like, I love it. And the guy was trying to, like, chat me up and be like, oh, you know, like, are you interested in seeing anything? Or, like... You're like, do you want me to tell you about, like, our sort of, like, the layaway policy? And I was like, oh, you know, like, I have, like, a degenerative bone disease. So, like, you know, I can't play anymore. And just, like, his face was just like, oh. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay. So that's my good news and my medium news.
Yeah, your rose and thorn.
Fuck. Fuck stupid bears.
We did fucking, like, what are those called? Icebreakers. We did icebreakers during my first day at my job. And I asked the woman leading them, I was like, did you work in Res Life? And she had fucking no idea what I was talking about. And oh, I was like, never mind.
Hamilton likes to put his paws right up on the edge of the laptop.
Yeah.
Little podcast boy. Just sit there.
Good podcast boy.
What else did we want to hit on?
We want to, I mean, we've had our intro, I feel like. Our, what is that, like a half hour?
We're at 50 minutes.
We are not!
I thought this was what we were talking about for the episode.
Yeah. Yep, that's fine.
And, well, okay, so I definitely, this all seemed so important to me. Okay, so, Leslie, we have two topics to get to still.
Yeah.
Right? Do you want to dive into labor, or do you want to dive into beauty ideals that are white supremacist?
Well, I feel like maybe we could save the beauty ideal thing.
Okay.
If we're already almost at an hour.
That's fair. All right, so let's talk about how fucking shitty the job market
is. I 100% thought that was like a half hour tops. Okay, yeah, let's talk about, this episode is just going to be like us recapping our lives lately.
Yeah, and then extrapolating.
And extrapolating topics.
And applying theory.
And applying theory.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, I'm having a really good time.
Are you in the labor force?
No. I'm having a pretty bad time.
There you go. There's the honesty.
The thing I found is that money doesn't go as far as you think it's gonna.
It turns out
that you spend your whole paycheck on rent.
Oh.
And you eat beans for a week.
Oh, baby.
There's a Pick and Save down the street.
I have a Pick and Save.
It's really good. I love Pick and Save. I have a Pick and Save down the street. You get like a frozen burrito mm-hmm. for like 69 cents.
Did you get the card?
Yeah, I got the card. Fuck yeah, yes, I got the card. Every time I get the card, I save like $20. Every time. It's so good. Shop local. Also, with Pick and Save points, you can like save money on gas, I learned.
What?
Yeah, it takes like a few cents a gallon off. It's wild.
Amazing.
But, so, I am adjusting to being financially independent, which is really exciting. So, let's see. How long has it been? I guess I've been financially independent for almost 3 months.
I'm proud of you.
Well, not really. A little over 2 months. Sorry, Willow's fucking taking pics.
Oh, Hamilton is being so cute.
Okay. So I've been financially independent for almost 3 months, and it kind of sucks dick.
It sucks so bad.
And I'm, like, not responsible at all.
No, there's such a hard learning curve.
It's a pretty steep learning curve. Also because, like, I make budgets and then I don't stick to them. Like, I've made a new budget. Mm-hmm. I've made, like, 5 different budgets and just never stick to them.
Do you have the Mint app on your phone?
No.
Okay.
Is that, like, a budgeting app?
Kind of.
Are you gonna adult me?
I'm just gonna give like a PSA.
Good, do it.
Okay, so you get this app called Mint, and then you connect various debit cards that you have. Right, so like I have 2 different banks.
Mm-hmm.
So I've connected both of those, and basically it tracks all the money that comes in, and it tracks all the money that goes out.
Yeah, and it tells you how much you're spending.
It does, and then it guesses to the best of its ability, like, oh, you know, you shopped at Goodwill, and then it'll put that in like clothing.
Right? Oh, okay.
And it makes for you, like, a pie graph.
Oh.
And then it creates, a realistic budget of, like, here's how much you save. And then it'll send me alerts. Like, the other day, so I had to buy a mattress and a bed frame, right? So it wound up to be, like, $500+,
yeah.
Right? So I got an alert today that was, like, unusual high spending for shopping.
Yeah.
Right? And then you can go in and you can, like, more specifically, like, categorize what it is that you're buying.
Yeah.
Like, I spent probably, like, $60 on Hamilton the other day.
Yeah.
So I need to put that into, like, a pet category.
Sure.
Right? And so I think that's a great place to start because it's, like, I make budgets, but it's so hard to, like, get it from, like, you know, a budget in, like, a spreadsheet document to, like, what you're actually spending. Yeah,
seriously.
And what's nice about Mint is that it shows you, and then it creates that budget. Mm-hmm. And then you can look at that data and be like, what do I want to try to improve? Or, like, you know, what should I be spending more money on?
Yeah.
Like, should I invest more in groceries as opposed to, like, takeout type of thing?
Yeah. Boof.
Okay, that was my PSA.
No, no, thank you. I'm pretty bad at dealing with my money. It'll be fine. But I'm, so like I said earlier, I'm like transitioning into a new,
yeah,
into a new period in my life and like gonna leave this job and get a new job, jobs, plural, and like have more time because I desperately need to study for the GRE.
Yeah.
I desperately need to like start applying to schools. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, because it's gonna be fall and then.
I was bad at applying to schools when I was in high school, and I thought I'd never have to do it again.
Well, you should be better now.
No! I don't... What am I going to say in a fucking personal essay? I'm smart. Let me in.
I'll help you. It's okay. I spent 8 months writing my personal essay.
I think this podcast could be good grad school fodder.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Podcasting me.
Maybe more like taking your podcast topics into.
Yeah. You know what? I want to say two things. You know what I want to talk about? What? Wait. So did you want to talk about your job force?
Oh my God. I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, folks.
Well, folks.
So, right. I got into this program. Number one in the country, right? I like super excited. I have no idea what I'm doing. I was like, okay, like, I just need to get a graduate assistantship, and then, like, my school will be paid for, and I'll get a stipend. Amazing, yeah. Right? I've had maybe, like, 7 interviews for graduate
for
assistantships. Yeah, and it's like, where they send in my material, and they email me back, like, immediately, and they're like, oh, we'd love to have an interview with you. I go in, I interview, there's, like, chemistry there, and then fucking, like, 3 days later, they're like, we're sorry we went with another candidate.
Oh, no. Did you hear back from the poli sci one?
I haven't applied to that one yet.
What? Oh.
Yeah. So the,
Oh, no, that's right, because we were talking about your application the other day.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. So I never thought that I'd have this problem, but, like, I keep trying to remind myself, so every single master student and doctoral student
is, like, competing for these.
Exactly. Yeah. So I literally have no idea how many people could be applying for these jobs, right? It could be hundreds of people.
Yeah, it is, I'm sure.
Right? And it's, like, in their eyes, I'm fresh out of undergrad.
Yeah.
Are
they hiring more, like, second-year grad students or, like...
I have no idea. Hmm. Zero fucking idea.
These jobs aren't, like, specifically for fresh undergrads?
No,
exactly. I almost said fresh undies.
Fresh undies! So there's a new poli-sci TA ship that I'm applying for that I'm really excited about. It'd be a really good fit for me. But I've also felt like, you know, the last 6 have been really good fits for me.
Yeah.
So, and, like, what's weird about this job is, like...
The others weren't, like, specifically poli-sci related?
None of them were.
Well, this is helpful because this is at least your major.
That's true. But the last one was, like, law and organization. And I was like, that's all that I do.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. I don't... And it's like a doctoral student could have come along.
Yeah.
Who is, like, an adult who has research under their belt and is like, I want this position. And, like, of course they pick them.
Yeah.
I'm totally blanking.
It's okay. But because you're going to get one eventually.
And
it's a very stressful process.
Yeah, and it's, like, I'm already planning on taking out, like, $10,000 per year.
Yeah.
So that way, like, each 6 months I have, like, $5,000 to sort of, like, tide me over. But it... And they want to give me so... And, like, by give, I mean, like, it's a loan.
Yeah.
Right? They're just willing to, like, throw all of this money at me. And it's, like...
Yeah, because they're very predatory.
Yeah. And it's, like, I have, like, a little over $15,000 in debt from, like, my 2 years at Beloit. And it's, like, I worked so hard to, like, keep it at that, like, at a level that's manageable for me.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, just the thought of going, like... of doubling that in just 1 year is, like, horrific to me, right? So I just, like, I really need to get a GA ship.
Yeah.
So that's been my experience so far.
It's bad.
Tell us about your job experience.
Well, someone said something to me at work yesterday about, so I work in a corporate office.
Yeah.
And this particular corporate office recently absorbed some employees from a competing corporate office that closed down.
Ooh.
And they absorbed these employees as temps instead of as full-time people.
Mm.
And one of these girls I know was absorbed, and her tempship got extended. So she didn't get hired on full-time, but they extended her temp contract.
Does that mean you're a contract employee?
Yeah, so I'm technically a contract employee. I'm a consultant.
Do you get health insurance?
No, God, no.
Oh, my God. Do you not have health insurance right now?
I have health insurance through my dad.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, I'm going to have health insurance through my dad until I'm 26.
Okay, good.
Because my dad has really good health insurance. Really good health insurance. My sister had a $30,000 emergency surgery that they didn't have to pay a cent for. So, there you go. I know. When we got the bill for that, I was like, I'm sorry. This was literally a life-saving emergency procedure. If she wouldn't have had the surgery, she would have died.
$30,000. Who is absorbing those costs? It's not the doctor.
No. Whatever. Whatever.
I'm sweating.
What was I saying?
You were talking about health insurance. You were talking about the job market.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This woman at work who was absorbed her temp. So you told me yesterday her temp period got extended. And I was like, oh, well, that's better than nothing. Because a lot of the other temps got hired as full-on employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was feeling kind of shitty about it. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, you know, that's better than nothing, yada, yada. And she was like, I just wish everything didn't revolve around money. Because as a temp, she's only getting paid $14 an hour. Full-time employees get paid $17.
What?
And have health insurance.
That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. And so,
$17.
Yeah. And so she was like, I just wish everything didn't revolve around money. And I was like, capitalism. I've been feeling very, very anti-capitalist this week.
Take this pamphlet.
Yeah. Have you heard about our Lord and Savior socialism? I got into this argument with this woman on Facebook about fuck America. And I was talking to my sister about it. And my sister said, I said, yeah, this is a grandmother of a Facebook friend of mine.
Yeah.
And my sister said, you can't fight with old people. You just have to let them die. And I was like, yeah, big mood. sorry, old people. Just agree with us, I guess. Okay. We maybe wanted to say something about my favorite murder.
Yeah, so... I feel like, I'll just talk from personal experience.
What is my favorite murder?
Oh, okay. So my favorite murder is a podcast.
A very popular podcast.
Super popular podcast about two women, Karen and Georgia, who talk about murders. So they have episodes
True
crime, exactly. And it's gotten a huge following.
Yeah.
And I have sort of been cautiously loving my favorite murder the whole time that I've been listening to them. Cause it's I've always felt I'm not their target audience.
Yeah.
Right. They don't, it's the type of white feminism where they have no idea about issues with people of color and LGBTQ+ community.
I think there was a claim recently that they had publicly said they were not interested in the concept of intersectional feminism.
Yeah. So it's sort of that's sort of been the embers. And they came out with a t-shirt with a TP on it.
Yeah.
And obviously, right, their following is so big that there were intersectional folks.
The argument is that this is the original argument, of course, being that this is a 70s horror movie cliche of a summer camp,
right,
and a Native American teepee emblem.
Yeah, it's just a retro feel. It's
think that second Adams Family movie where Wednesday goes to camp and kills everyone.
Exactly. So that's what they're vibing off
of.
But right, of course, there were Native American people who were this is fucking not cool.
Yeah, this is cultural appropriation. This is not okay with us.
Right, which then caused, like, a kabillion white women
to come out of the woodwork and be like, actually?
Exactly.
Actually, did you know that you're not offended?
And there were so many people of color who, like, loved My Favorite Murder, who, like, were attacked on their personal profile, but who were, like, you know, called, like, horrific racial slurs. And, like,
who were just given a lot of unacceptable shit for defending themselves.
Right. So, you know, and there were, like, submiss steps by Karen and Georgia.
So then there was this thing where a bunch of white women from this group apparently made their own offshoot of like, they made their own Facebook group for people who specifically did not think that the t-shirt teepee design was offensive. It just, I thought it was the most, like, sensitive white person thing I've ever seen in my fucking life, that we need to make a group for people who actually are okay with cultural appropriation and think you're being a little too dramatic, and you're hurting our feelings, so we're just gonna make our own group, actually, if that's okay. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, and, like, it sort of, like, hit a peak where, right, so there's, like, a huge Facebook group for My Favorite Murder. That's, like, you know, a quarter of a million people.
Yeah,
in
it's a big, big, big deal.
And, like, it's all run by volunteer moderators.
Yeah, has these moderators. I guess none of whom were people of color, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so, as far as we know.
Yeah, so essentially a really fucking racist post
got approved by these mods and got left up by these mods.
And then, right, everybody was calling them out. And, like, the mod team initially was like, we're going to leave it up for the sake of transparency so, like, we can grow. And then a mod deleted it.
Yeah. And then people started, like, saying shit, and they started getting blocked.
Right. And, like, specifically, like, women of color.
Which is just the most fascist shit you can think of. That, like, as soon as someone publicly disagrees with you, you remove them.
And so I'm in, like, a bunch of groups where it's, like, there was, like, active reporting of, like, I just got blocked for doing this. And, like, they would, like, post screenshots, and then it's, like, holy fucking shit. So, you know, essentially, Karen, Georgian, and Steva.
Steven. Karen, it's okay. We're drinking.
Steven. They archived the group.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't know how to fix this negativity. And then they donated
$10,000
to
the Indigenous
First Nation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Charity.
Yep.
We'll post it in the description.
I think that's, yeah, I think you said it. Which is very good. It's very good. The problem is not so much with... I think my problem is with... what's the word? What's the Ivanka Trump word? Complacency?
Yikes.
Complicitness? Does someone want to write Ivanka Trump a letter and tell her what the fuck complicit means, you dumb racist bitch?
I think what's hard is, like, they've created this, like, mob fan group.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I fucking... Okay.
Hit me with it.
This makes me literally disgusted. I've always thought that, like, fandom is kind of gross when it becomes a mob, because, like,
it always does.
It always becomes a mob. So I was really, really, really... I was a big Glee fangirl, and I was really a big Teen Wolf fangirl during my youth.
Yeah.
And both of these fandoms are fucking crazy.
Okay.
And, like, and there's a lot of, like, really gross, like, attacking of actors and actresses in just, like why are you intruding on people's lives like this? Like, why are you, like, why are you being so gross? Like, there's a lot of fandom that is just, like, encroaching on people's lives in just, like, a horrible, horrible way. And I think this is on a whole fucking different level.
It is, because it's real.
It's disgusting.
We're talking about real people who were raped and murdered.
There are, like, press conferences talking about, like, people have just lost loved ones. People have been brutally, like, mutilated. People have been... This is not fucking fake. This is not fucking lighthearted. Yeah. This is real people and real consequences and real terror, real horror, real things that if you experienced, you would never recover from.
Right.
Like, it's horrifying. And all of these MFM fans are going online to these chats and these streams and being like, stay sexy and don't get murdered. Oh my god, my favorite murder. Oh my god, Karen in Georgia. Oh my god.
Hot for whole.
Exactly. Like, oh my god, it's so hot. Like, murder me. And it's like, fuck you.
Right.
This is not a joke. Right. This is not a game. Mm-hmm. This is not some fucking piece of shit TV show that you can make fun of. Mm-hmm. This is people's lives.
Right. And it's like for Facebook Live.
It's something
live,
horrible.
Right. And like if you comment, like the comment pops up on the screen.
Yeah.
So it's like for the family members who are watching.
Yeah.
Right. Like this is like the first that they're hearing. They're about, like, seeing, there's been a murder break.
They're seeing thousands and thousands of whiny fangirls say, stay sexy and don't get murdered.
Like as if MFM brought you here.
Meek.
Exactly. That's so
it's
fucking
disgusting.
Fucked up.
It's disgusting. It literally turns my stomach.
It's gross.
It's horrifying to me. And I think that there's just such, like, a tendency for people to, like, turn gross things like this into a cult.
Yeah.
Where, like, that's, like, the whole thing with Manson. Like, that's the whole thing with all these people who fucking loved all of these other serial killers who, like, married serial killers in jail who, like, said, oh, I, like, want to be a part of, like, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
and, like, it's kind of spooky that, like, so, right, Karen and Georgia, like, took a step away from, like, their free Facebook page because they created, it's literally called the fan cult.
They created a fan cult. They totally did. And, I mean, it's not their fault. Totally. I mean, it's not like you're asking for thousands of people to, like, worship you.
Well, like, don't they have, like, a million listeners?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fucking people.
It's a lot of people, and it's, that makes it a lot of, that makes it a big responsibility. Something that I, you know, to go back to, and that's why we drink, is, like, that's something I really, really like about that podcast, is that they're very, very humble and very honest about, like, how horrible and tragic these things are.
Yeah.
They get very, like, mellow and grossed out the same way I do. Like, mm-hmm. it feels very human, and it feels like they're very respectful.
And they're very aware that, like, they're both, like, white female body people. And, like, M is
I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know what M is, but M goes by they/them pronouns.
Sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Which, you know, of course, like, my ears, like, perk up.
I know. Willow texted me. I was like, yeah, I've always heard Christine refer to M with they/them pronouns.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as I can remember.
But I do hear them making comments, like, you know, like, being, like, white people or, like...
And that's the thing. That's the thing is that, like, I think that something that we're really trying to do here is to be very, very, very cognizant of who we are and make that work for us in the way that we're able to where we have more power to say things than other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our own experiences that we bring into things. And I think that we're trying very hard to be cognizant of differences and ways that we can screw up because we can and probably will.
Absolutely. And, like, especially in political science where it's so, like, white,
it's
old,
so white,
male-dominated that, like, I feel like it's like even radical that, like, our voices are a part of the discussion and a
it's
part of
super
the conversation.
Radical. If you look at the political science canon, like, I mean, you have there are fucking phenomenal political scientists and philosophers who are women, absolutely, but they're just not always the ones that get.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like a specialty class.
It's a specialty class.
Like, intro is like, learn about
intro
all
was
the
all men. Intro was Hobbes and Locke and Rousseau and Plato.
Yeah. And it's hard because, like, I've heard people argue, exes that won't be named.
that one argue. I remember being in a class with that one and talking about toxic masculinity, like, fucking is the worst, and, like, whatever. This is just a private in-joke now.
What's wrong with me? Okay, so essentially, this person that I, you know...
A person.
Was being, like, you know, but what happens, like, when you get to grad school, and, like, you're not on the same page as everybody else?
What do you mean?
That was his argument. Basically,
what do you mean we're not on the same page?
So, like, what if you went to a school where it's, like, they actually taught, like, an equitable background of, like, political theorists, right? And so it wasn't, like, your Locke, Rousseau, and, like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But, like, I haven't started grad school yet, but I don't fucking get the impression that it's, like, we all need to
be
on the exact
diverse.
Same page. Yeah, right? Like, it's so self-run, or, like, you're always in the room to learn what the professor is teaching you?
Yeah. I wouldn't think that the expectation would be that everyone agree on things.
I just... You know, like, when you're... Well, maybe is my experience that when I'm sleeping with somebody, it's way easier to agree with what they're saying.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
God.
Yuck. I hate agreeing with people. Well, no, I love when I find someone that I agree with. That means very much to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Alyssa are continuously on the exact same page.
Like, I love being with people where I agree with them, but, man, there's so many people.
Yeah. I feel like Will and I are at a really good place where, like, we were talking about the My Favorite Murder thing, right?
Oof.
And how they published, like, a live episode.
Yeah.
And I was
exactly. So following oh, yeah, all yeah. of this drama, instead of, like, posting an episode and, like, them talking about this drama and, like, what's going on, they posted a live show.
Yeah.
Which I think rubbed some people the wrong way.
Yeah. And so, like, I was, like, talking shit about it. And my, you know, very smart partner was, like, you know, like, I think it's a good idea, right? Like, they obviously messed up, and, like, I would rather, right, that they, like, take that time, like, figure their shit out,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, come back with, like, a really well-informed, like, response to all of this stuff. And I'm like, you know what? That's fair.
Yeah.
But I think, like, part of the anger comes from, like we're in this place in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they walked us down this trail.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, now there's this dumpster fire, and it's, like, how convenient, like, that they get to step away for a little bit to figure out, like, the perfect wording, but, like, there's all of these people who are, like...
Who are, in the meantime, like, suffering.
Absolutely, and have been, like, victimized, like, by this community.
There are so many people who spent days, hours out of their lives, like, fighting with racist fucks.
Right, who they thought were part of their same community.
Yeah, who they thought were... Like, who they thought wouldn't be racist fucks. Like,
yeah.
it really sucks to learn that someone you know is not who you thought they were.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. A lot of transphobic shit going on in this Facebook group I was a part of that I had to leave.
It's so hard.
That Willow and I talked about a lot. It's really hard. It's really hard to like, be friends with someone and to realize that they don't respect you, and that they don't see your point of view, and that
Or like, to love something and, like, not be the target audience.
Yeah, that's so hard. Yeah, yeah. To love, I imagine that has to be really hard as a minority, to, like, love something and to not be the person who it's made for.
Yeah,
it's so, like, I'm pretty often most TV is targeted at white women.
Super true.
So, yeah. I'm almost always the target audience.
Yeah, you are.
At least on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks dick. Especially when you see things... I have heard the argument that Jane the Virgin is made for white women. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I really love Jane the Virgin.
Me too.
It's a good show. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
So it's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Whatever. Yeah, it's
so
hard.
I hope that MFM, right, like, takes us in stride.
Yeah, because...
Right, like, $10,000, I'm glad they put their fucking money where their mouth is.
They totally did. They 100% did that. There's a cynical part of me that says, like, what are they doing sitting on $10,000?
Fuck. It's hard, though, when it's, like, you get to the point where it's, like, are you too big to fail?
Yeah, it's hard. I think that that's really true. I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they're too big to fail. And I don't know. There's so many things. Like, I just read this. I just read that Kevin Spacey's new movie opened horribly, made Ooh. Fucking shit money.
Shocker.
I'm like, that's what we gotta do. Like, we need to make it unacceptable to spend money on fuckheads.
Yeah.
We've made it unacceptable to spend money on Kevin Spacey. Good. Let's make it unacceptable to spend money on Johnny Depp. Let's make it unacceptable to spend money on racist fucks.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy who, like, slept with his adopted kid?
Fucking Woody Allen.
Fuck
Woody
that
Allen.
Guy.
Fuck Woody Allen. You know what? I just remembered. fuck me. It's not about Woody Allen at all.
Okay.
I kept getting in all of these fights in...
Shocker.
In my American history class junior year of college. I kept getting in all these fucking fights because everybody did, like, a research project And I decided to do my research project about Sally Hemings.
Yeah.
And because, like, nobody else did the research projects on women, really.
Imagine.
And I was like, the slave who got raped by Thomas Jefferson. I'm a fucking fuck with Sally. And I was, like, giving my presentation, and this fuck ass in the front row was like, actually, we don't know for sure that it was Thomas Jefferson's children. It could have been his brother.
What?
Like, all this DNA shit, yada, 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 yada. And the professor's like, and of course a white man, like, listening, nodding his head. And I was like, no. Like, it doesn't matter. But there's so many, people just love to make excuses for why the shitty thing is not true. Or yeah. For why their heroes are, like, totally clean. Like, I get this shit all the time with Johnny Depp. Like, I'm like, I will never spend money to see anything with Johnny Depp in it. Like, I'm not watching any of the new Harry Potter world movies. What are those? Fantastic Beasts and How to Find
Them. Because J.K. Rowling is, like, a piece of shit?
Because, so this is so funny, right? I mean, I a lot of people have their own issues with J.K. Rowling, where one of the things, like, she was like, oh, yeah, Gandalf's gay, but...
Dumbledore, you mean.
It's okay. Wow,
basically the same person.
My nerd card is gonna get taken away so hard.
Really, it's the same actor. We play, like, the
it's
same
not
role.
The same actor.
It's not?
It's not the same actor. Ooh. It's not the same actor. That's so funny. Ian McKellen is fucking Gandalf. I'm so sorry. Whatever. Dumbledore's gay.
I thought they were the same person.
No, they're not the same person. Did you know that the original Dumbledore died after the second movie and from three on is a different guy?
I refuse to accept that as true.
Okay, whatever. So, they are basically the same person, but
fine. Yeah, they're like the same character.
So, like, oh, Dumbledore's gay, but, like, we're never gonna talk about it or, like, put it in any of the stories, whatever. Here you go. Oh, have yeah. some token identity for you, but I'll never show it to you in any way whatsoever. And,
right.
And then, you know, like, the West End production of that Harry Potter play where Hermione is played by a black woman and her daughter is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and J.K. Rowling says, oh, yeah, this is wonderful. And it is. It totally is. But it's more of like, oh, tell me I'm wonderful for agreeing to something. But the point being that someone, like... someone sent a bunch of people, like, tweeted at J.K. Rowling saying, like, you have the power to not let Johnny Depp be in your movie. Mm-hmm. You have the power.
Is he in the new movies?
Yeah.
He's, oh my God, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm so out of the loop.
And so they were like, you have the power to not let this fucking abusing piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the F word a lot this episode.
Well,
you have the power to not let this abusing piece of shit be in your movie. Mm-hmm. And she just blocked everyone who said that. She blocked everyone who tweeted at her about that. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you have a certain responsibility, I think.
Yeah.
When you know that someone's a piece of shit, you mm-hmm. know that someone doesn't deserve mm-hmm. to continue to do the work that they're doing.
Yeah.
To be in the public eye, to be celebrated. They don't deserve this. Why are you giving them a job?
Right.
And I mean, I would understand it if J.K. Rowling came back and said... oh, it's not my fault, whatever, yada, yada. I also don't want him in this movie. But she blocks people? She's like, no, fuck you. And it sucks. I kind of, like, I feel
dirty
bad.
Delete.
I feel bad because I really like Eddie Redmayne. And oh, what's his name? Oh, my God, that beautiful Irishman. What's his name? Colin Farrell. Oh,
that was impressive that you pulled that out.
He's yummy. Again, love Colin Farrell. I'm...
what?
Maybe we cut this out.
Tell me. Tell me.
The only celebrity sex tape I've watched.
Oh my God. Can you find those online?
Colin Farrell's sex tape is very good. He just calls her princess.
Ugh.
And he's just very...
I'm weak.
I feel like it's a sex tape made for women.
Okay, sure it was me.
How old I was when I watched this. It was a while ago. I love Colin Farrell. Oh, but I'm not gonna fucking pay money to see these movies.
No,
because
exactly.
Fuck Johnny Depp. Like, I feel the same way, honestly, I felt the same way about Doctor Strange. I didn't pay money to go see Doctor Strange because they whitewashed the character. Like, also, like, I don't know what our obsession is with Benedict Cumberbatch. My mom thinks he's so handsome.
He looks like an alien. Jinx. Okay. Okay, we should wrap this bad boy
up. We gotta wrap this bad boy up. What did we cover today? We talked about labor.
We talked about disability.
We talked about disability. We talked about
workforce.
We talked about fat shaming.
So much fat shaming.
Fuck everyone who hates Aretha Franklin. Fuck everyone who's gonna watch Insatiable. Fuck Netflix. Fuck Debbie Ryan.
Yeah. Cancel your Amazon Prime.
Oh, seriously, I know.
I ordered my bed. I ordered my bed from Amazon. No, Overstock.
Overstock.
But I got a microwave from Amazon.
You know, I'm going to start driving Lyft, and I bought a whole bunch of stuff on Amazon because it's, like, the only place you can fucking get shit.
It's so hard.
But we'll do another episode where we literally just shit on Jeff Bezos for an hour.
Perfect.
Okay.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Hey, guys, I'm going to fix Flint water. Oh, wait, nobody's paying attention to me. Never mind. I'm not going to fix their water.
You know what's so funny? Man, I was having this conversation with someone where I was like, and I told you about this, where, like, if I had to spend 1% of my paycheck, mm-hmm. my paycheck, 1% of my paycheck is about $4.
Yeah.
If I spent $4, mm-hmm. if all I had to do was spend $4 to fucking fix a crisis, to save a life,
absolutely.
To change someone's life, I would do it in a fucking heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not losing. I'm not going to turn around and miss $4.
I hate it when people victimize billionaires. Like,
I know.
Well, they just the money.
And they worked so hard for it.
Fucking Devin.
Whatever. That'll be a different episode. Come at us with your hot anti-capitalist takes. So basically, fuck fat shaming, mm-hmm. go swimming.
Don't shame people who don't look like your idea of disabled.
Yeah.
Let's hold the things that we love accountable.
Yes, 100%.
In spite
That's so
of,
good.
Or because we love them.
Because we love them. Hold right. things accountable because you love them. That's 100% how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Be very conscientious about the things that you're enjoying and making sure that they stand up to your standards.
Yeah. Because, right, like, we do live in a capitalist society.
100%.
And what people are making, even, like, their content is a product. And yeah. we're consuming it.
And as consumers, we get to decide how well it does.
Yep.
And we just finish each other's sentence, and I love you.
I love you. And I promise we're going to be coming back with
yeah.
regular posting.
Yep.
It was, like, a rough period where I had, like, 6 episodes that weren't edited.
We've just been having a rough time because we're settling in, but now we're back on it.
Exactly. And so grad school is wild. We're, like, I'm taking 3 classes, and it's, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night from 7:15 to 9:15. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you're only doing, like, are you only doing 6 hours a week?
I mean, like,
how?
My understanding is, like, you spend all day researching. But, of course, like, I have no idea what that means yet.
Yeah. Because it's going to depend on what you're doing. Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Okay. Well, thank you for putting up with us.
Yeah.
And for listening to...
Sorry we were gone for so long.
I know. Sorry that we fell off the face of the earth. And sorry...
Sorry
that we just love to yell at each other so much. Thank you so much to our friend Sarah, who reached out to us on Twitter and told us how much she's enjoying the show. Thank you so much. That made us feel so good.
That was such good motivation for sitting down and being like, we gotta get these episodes
I know.
Out.
It was really, really, really nice. It felt very good.
Yeah. And thank you, everybody who's gone onto iTunes and who's left us a rating.
Yeah, we have 5 whole ratings now.
Woo-hoo. Woo!
Yeah, please go visit us on iTunes and just, all you have to do is tap. You just have to tap us out of 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like writing a little comment, that would be so nice. Please mm-hmm. do.
We read all of them.
Yeah, we do, because there's only 2. Please share this. Mm-hmm. All of our various social media handles will be available.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to us. We are so excited to jump back on this bandwagon and keep pumping shit out.
Yeah, like our digestive tract.
Exactly.
Right, so until next time.
Until next time.
Fuck the patriarchy.
And take up space.